An Epicurean known for his appetite, Phil Rosenthal is a bit of a modern-day Henry VIII, without the waistline. He is treated like royalty as he implores anyone, anywhere, to indulge his Odyssean culinary escapades. The sixth season of his series, Somebody Feed Phil, is now streaming on Netflix. Hi, Phil.
That is the fanciest intro I've ever got. First of all, no one's ever called me an Epicurean. I've been called a lot of things. Slob. Glutton. Nobody's ever said Epicurean, so thank you, Evan.
So this season, you travel, as usual, all over the place. Philadelphia, Croatia, Austin, Santiago, and Nashville. So I want to talk about Philly because, you know, it's my parents' hometown.
Oh, the best.
As well as that of your wife, Monica.
Yep.
So is cheesesteak mandatory?
Yeah, I think, you know, when it's done well, it's fantastic. Do you have a favorite?
I have to say that after watching you and Solomonov eat that cheesesteak at D'Alessandro's, you know, even though I've never arrived on a horse, that looked really good.
that is a, I'm going to say that one might be the most Epicurean.
Yeah, it looked like they made their own whiz even.
The high-tone Philly people will tell you that you need provolone.
Yeah, I have to say that when I was a kid, there was no such thing as cheese whiz, so it was all provolone.
Yeah.
And also when I was a kid, I was never a cheesesteak kid. I was always a hoagie kid.
I know what you're going to say, that Joe Badia hoagie omakase. I'm telling you, Evan, that would be so fun to get some friends together and go in that room. That is one of the most fun rooms, I think, in the world.
Really? I mean, the idea of a hoagie omakase is kind of overwhelming.
Well, you don't eat an entire hoagie, right? You get a piece. And so that they make the bread just for that room of six people. You have to book in advance. And the bread is gorgeous. And then there's a guy like a sushi master behind this counter, and he's making you sandwiches to order. And the first one that comes out is all vegetarian. And then the next one, here's our tuna hoagie. And that's the best tuna sandwich you ever had. And then, of course, the Italian with all the cold cuts. And then all the pizza you can eat just starts coming at you. And then soft serve. There's no more fun you can have in life, I don't think.
This might seem like a really strange thing to say, but in this bizarre time we're living in, I want to thank you for keeping your Jewishness up front and center.
I don't really have a choice.
Yeah, I have to say that my favorite episode of the new season is the one in which you pay tribute to your parents.
Oh, I think I really, maybe I'm biased, but I think it's our best episode.
Oh, it's absolutely your best episode.
Oh, thanks.
What values did they instill in you and your brother?
We love a bargain. No, I think I got everything from them. I got a way of looking at life from them. I got be kind, just be nice, have a sense of humor about yourself, be generous, be the values were there. And these were people who, going what they had went through when they were kids, they didn't have to have those values. You would understand that if they were bitter or horrible people.
They were both German Jews who were born in Berlin and Hamburg, respectively, and emigrated during the war.
Well, my dad got out after Kristallnacht. He was one of the lucky ones, and my mother wasn't so lucky. And she was in a concentration camp when she was 10 years old. So that's what I mean when I say that that's a rough background to come from. And you would forgive them if they were a little embittered, right? But they weren't.
What was your favorite food she made?
Matzo ball soup. Not a great cook, by the way, except for that.
And you bring a special guest to your parents' apartment. It seems like they didn't have previous knowledge that this person was coming.
I don't do pranks on the show. This was my prank. This was the one time I did it. And wow, it worked well. It's in the New York episode. Should I tell you who it is?
Yes, tell us who it is.
I said, Ma, this soup, it's very good, but it's just my opinion. She says, what do you mean? Well, hold on a second. And I open the door, and Daniel Boulud comes in.
That's one of the greatest.
I said, this is my friend Dan. He likes soup.
And your mom
mother
she
is.
Says, hello.
Your
she
mother
says,
is
hello,
home.
Dan.
Yeah, hello, Dan. Oh, my God.
Yeah, isn't that
so
nice?
Great. And he pulls out of his jacket a little vial of dill oil. Your father is trying to cover his soup.
Oh, my God. I mean, could they be more them? My mother, he says, I hear you like dill. Oh, I love dill, says my mother. Here, I made something for you. This is some fine olive oil with a dill inside. It's my dill oil. Oh, she says, and he puts a few drops in her soup. And here you go. And he goes to put it in my father's soup. And he says, no, I'm all right. I said, Dad, Daniel Ballard's in your kitchen and he made you something. You're not going to try it. All right, not too much.
So absolutely charming. Really wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really encourage everyone to watch, especially that very, very special episode. Thank you, Phil.
Bye.
That was Phil Rosenthal. Season 6.